Welcome back to the Writing and Publishing Erotica Podcast, Episode 4, Planning. This is H.K. Kiting, and...
I'm Athena Chills.
Outlining and planning.
I knew that, but I wasn't planned well enough to say anything about it. What, we're doing a podcast today?
We are doing a podcast.
Okay, I'd call that a lack of planning. Okay, before we get started, just a quick reminder. If you have not signed up on the email list on the sexyfic.com website, stop over there. Upper right-hand corner is a place where you can put in your email address, and we'll let you know when another episode of the show comes out, or if we publish another book, or basically anything like that. Probably not more than an email every other week or so, so don't worry, we're not going to spam you. It's just a notification list. That's at sexyfic.com. sexyfic.com. And of course, all our books are there too. Browse around, pick something up while you're at it.
There's even some free flash fiction on the site. Check that out as well.
We need to add some more of that pretty soon. There's a couple good stories there, though. Stop in and take a look for free. Okay, so this is our fourth episode. So one of these days we're going to be getting it right. And I was kidding earlier when I said we had no plan whatsoever. This episode is about outlining and planning. And just think about it for a minute. With your stories, do you outline? Do you plan ahead? Or do you just sit down to a blank screen and start typing away? This is an age-old question from writers of all time, pretty much. Do you plan ahead or do you just write? And there's terms for all this stuff. Discovery writing is where you sit and just type and see what comes out of it. A lot of very famous writers do that. When they start, they don't know where they're going.
Ray Bradbury tended to be an author like that, I think, from what I've read about his style, where he would just set up a couple characters and the situation and basically see where the characters went.
And that seems a really difficult thing to do in his case. He had really tight little small stories. Science fiction, very scientific and technical in a lot of cases, and just to have something like that just sort of come out seems very difficult. You'd think those kind of short stories would take a lot of careful planning. But, okay, I said that was discovery writing, is just making stuff up as you go along, and a lot of people call that being a pantser. That's pants like what you wear on your pants.
Flying by the seat of your pants.
Writing by the seat of your pants. And that's where you don't really know where you're going before you get started. The opposite side of that are the plotters. And these are the people that think ahead, plan ahead, do outlines, and stuff like that. They know where they're going. They know where the story's going to end before they ever start writing. And a lot of big-name people were like that, too. What are you?
I tend to be more of a plotter, at least a basic plotter. I will start out with the character and the situation and... do a rough outline. Which do you tend to be, Athena?
I'm probably about the same. A slight plotter. When you say a rough outline, what does that mean? What's rough?
I remember in school, the outlines that we were required to do were very detailed. We had section A, section B, C, D, and so forth. And then within those sections, we had Roman numerals, and then further divided into small case letters, if I remember right. It was very detailed. I don't get that.
Roman numerals, capital letters, regular numbers, small letters, very organized, and you always had to have them at least in pairs.
And they had to be indented just right. All the columns had to line up just right, if I remember. And it was very precise.
I think everybody remembers that from fourth or fifth grade or whenever that first came up, and everybody hated doing it because it's boring and it's hard to do, and it's not really the way people normally write. If you think back to writing essays in school, you had things like the thesis sentence and topic sentences for all your paragraphs, and each of your topic sentences in each of your little body paragraphs had to have a couple of points in it. And that's the way you write an academic essay. It's very structured, it's very precise. And that's exactly what that kind of outline with the Roman numerals and the capital and small letters are for. Those kind of outlines map perfectly to an essay. So with your erotica writing, do you write essays? No.
No.
You write stories.
I write stories.
And it's a whole different kind of thing. An outline, for a story, whether it's erotica, science fiction, fantasy, detective, mystery, doesn't really matter. An outline is basically just a list of what happens. Could be 3 or 4 lines. I've heard some people do outlines that are 6 pages long.
If you're writing something complicated, as, you know, a complex as a murder mystery or something, that would be something especially important to write out the basics. But even something as simple as an erotica story, just writing out the basics of, here's these two people, they're going to meet in the bar, they're going to have a couple drinks, they're going to walk to her place, something's going to happen on the way, they make a stop. When they get to her place, this happens. Then this happens, and this is how it wraps it up.
Well, you just skipped over all the good parts. But yeah, that's pretty much what it is. In the first draft of your outline, you may not know what exactly happens at her house, or what happens along the way home. But you know something has to happen along the way home to make some kind of a conflict. Something has to happen at her place, or it wouldn't be a romance. But maybe you don't even know exactly what's going to happen there. But you know you want your story to end with breakfast the next morning. It's good to know where you're going before you leave the house. So that's kind of the point of your outlining, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Do you know where most of your stories are going to end?
I do.
Before you start?
I do, yes.
Okay.
I have the ending point in mind. And I have the basics of, they're going to have this kind of scene, then they're going to have a little break maybe, and then switch. You know, I will have the basics completely laid out, yeah. How about you?
So you're even outlining sex scenes?
The basics of what it is, yeah. If yes. There's kink involved, bondage, breath control involved, you know, the basic of what the scene is going to be, yes.
Even just normal men and women coming home kissing, and I mean, that's still something worth outlining. It's what happens.
Yes.
And it's going to be more than a line or two in your story, so you want to give it some organization. And that's fine. I do about exactly the same thing. I will outline a story, and my outlines are maybe 6 or 7 lines for a 10,000-word story. It's not a big deal. Like HK said, two people meet. Well, what did they do before they met? So you've got some lead up to their meeting. Where did they meet? He's at a bar. That's fine. We'll go with that. Go somewhere? Well, really, it's about the same kind of story in a lot of cases. Two people meet. They get together. Something bad happens. They get together, and everything's happy at the end. But there's a certain structure to almost all stories.
And I'll almost always make a few side notes as well. You know, for example, it's Sharon and Henry. And Sharon is a 6-foot-tall bodybuilder. She's blonde. She's very dominant. And Henry is this little shrimp of a guy. And, you know, the opposite of her personality, basically.
So you not only know where the story's going and how the story's going to flow, you also know who the characters are going to be before you start writing.
A little bit, at least, yes.
I will decide, you know, whether it's a guy and a girl or two guys or something like that, but in a lot of cases I will do more discovery writing. I'll make up the characters as I go along. I'll set up a plot of what the story is going to be, but then I will often make up the characters as I go along. My story, Gay in Galveston, for example. I wanted to have two guys meet. I knew I wanted to have one of them an in-the-closet construction worker, and the other to be sort of a flaming prostitute. And that was pretty cool. But the details of their personalities and stuff, I had no idea when I started writing how that was going to go. But the two of them seemed to work out very well together, and that's one of my better-selling stories at this point. But I didn't know what those two characters were going to do or talk about or anything else when they got together. There are a lot of writers out there that go the other direction. Both Henry and I said we were mostly plotters, although we don't get too carried away with it. A lot of people go the other way, and they write by the seat of their pants. And a lot of beginning writers do this as well, thinking that somehow outlining is cheating for some reason. Sit down at that blank page. You've seen it in movies. They sit at the blank page, and it's hard to know where to get started when you got a blank page in front of you.
Start with the word the.
Oops. Start yeah. over. Yeah, it's very hard to get started if you don't know where you're going with it. And that is one of the big benefits of plotting or outlining to begin with. You know how to get started. And if you don't really know how to begin the story, you could write the ending. You could write the middle. You don't have to write it in any special order. If you don't know where you're going, you kind of have to start in the beginning. But a lot of people are very successful writing by the seat of their pants, and we're not going to say it's wrong. In our opinion, both of us, we think it's a little more difficult that way.
Go with whatever works for you. There is a well-known author, and I can't remember his name at the moment. He always writes the ending first. And then he goes back and he starts at the beginning, and his destination, he has that in mind. He basically pantses it, but he knows where the ending is going.
And a lot of people do that as well. Again, even if you're not really plotting and planning, it's good to know where you're going to end. Otherwise, your character's just going to meander all over the place, doing all kinds of things, and you're going to write a lot of stuff that you're going to eventually throw out because it's just kind of boring and doesn't apply to anything. If you've ever read a book, and you're halfway through it and you wonder, where is this thing going? That's probably because the author's just sort of meandering all over the place with no end in mind. Okay, so we both kind of prefer outlining, but there are people who go the other way, and we're not going to say that that's wrong. There's another tool that's sort of related to this called mind mapping. What is that?
I'm too new to that to really explain it with any kind of authority. What do you think it is?
Basically, mind mapping is an old idea. People in the old days took a whiteboard and markers. They would write down some sort of a concept in the beginning. Let's say you are going to write a story about the beach. Well, what do you think of when you hear the word beach? Well, you've got the water, you've got the sand, you've got hotels, and you write each of these words, water, and you draw a line, add a circle to it. Sand, write that on the paper, circle it, draw a line to it from the word beach. And this is hard to describe by words. It's easier to see it on screen. But basically, when you're done, you've got a whole web of ideas that have something to do with the beach. And maybe your story doesn't really even end up having anything to do with the beach. Maybe it's all done in a hotel oceanside or something. But at least, hey, Oceanside Hotel. I wasn't thinking about that 2 minutes ago. It just sort of came up. Now, maybe I want to write a story about two people who meet in this Oceanside Hotel. And they're on the fifth floor. They just happen to have adjoining rooms next to each other. They bump into each other out in the hallway when room service gets their rooms wrong. And I just made all that up. It's maybe not the greatest, most original story going. But when I used the word beach a few minutes ago, I had not planned that. It just sort of came there. Suddenly, I've got a little story that I could work through. And that's a form of brainstorming. Mind mapping is basically the same thing. If you've ever heard of the terms clustering or webbing, it's kind of the same thing. But mind mapping is much easier to turn into an outline. Now, I said people used whiteboards and markers for that back in the old days. Nowadays, it's mostly done with computers. You can do it on your iPad, your iPhone, Android has apps for it. Do it right there, and it's just a good way to brainstorm ideas out. There's a very, very popular tool for Macs and PCs called Scrivener that's out there. A very helpful little word processing program. They've got a thing called Scapple that they recently released, and it does mind mapping. And it's pretty much just like what I described. Download the free trial version, give them a try. We don't get anything for that, but it's a very good little program. Okay, and back to pantsing and plotting. Is one way or the other always best? Do you ever go the other way? Do you ever just sit down and make stuff up without a plot?
I have before. It's usually not nearly as successful with at least some basic outline or basic plot that I start out with.
I'm one of those people, I look at a blank page and I don't know what to put down. If I can think of a story like that beachfront hotel I just made up, I've got something to work with. But if I just sit there and start writing, my stuff goes nowhere. So it just doesn't work for me. So I really don't do much discovery writing, but some people do it different ways at different times. For you, I'd recommend, try sitting down at the computer and just writing something. If you find that difficult, and I think you probably will, make up a little story outline-wise, and then go back and write it. It's not cheating to know how your story is going to end. It's not cheating to know who all the characters are. Maybe the villain doesn't show up until the middle of the book, but it's okay to know who that villain's going to be.
There's really no right way or wrong way. Whatever works for you is the right way.
Your story is not finished until it's finished. The product that you're creating is a finished, complete story. Whether you write the end first, whether you write the middle first, if you write the beginning dead last, it doesn't matter if it all comes together and makes sense. You don't have to start in the beginning, work through the middle, and get to the end. You don't have to accidentally run into certain characters halfway through. You can plan those accidents ahead. There's really nothing accidental in writing. And that was episode 4. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, there's 3 previous episodes up on iTunes or on the sexyficwet.com website. Stop in, download all of them, listen to the past shows. We'd love to hear your feedback. My email address is achillsauthor@gmail.com, and
mine is hkkiting@gmail.com. That's hkkiting@gmail.com.
Email either one of us or leave a comment on the website itself. All the little blog posts on there, there's room for comments. Future shows will include creating interesting characters, looking over writing tools, for example, Scrivener that I just mentioned. How to get your cover art, how to design covers, different types of erotica. What is the difference between romance and pornography? Different places to publish and formats. If you've got an idea for a topic, email either of us. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to go back to iTunes and leave a review of the show. See you next week.